CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Don't you think you ought to come in the house? It's almost dark. You can't see the work in the garden anymore tonight, you know.
I know. I was just gathering up some of the tools to put them away. Boy, my back.
Oh, is it bothering you again?
No. Just not used to this, that's all. Good for me. Hey, why don't we ask somebody over tonight? Maybe Ann and Jack, you know, play a little bridge.
Oh.
You know, we haven't played bridge for ages.
Yeah, well, they're going to Chicago.
Ann and Jack?
Ann and Jack.
They are? When?
Yeah, tonight.
They're going to Chicago tonight? What for?
No reason, I guess. Ann just decided she had to get away for a couple of days, and she finally persuaded Jack.
Oh, why Chicago?
Well, I think Ann has a great aunt or something in a home there. She felt she ought to visit her. So, Ann said she didn't, you know, care really where they went, but she just wanted to get away, so they had somebody to stay with the children. They're catching a midnight flight.
Oh, really? You know, that's what we ought to do once in a while, I guess. Get away.
We were in Europe over 4 months last year. I call that getting away.
Well, I know, sure. But I think sometimes parents ought to get away from their children more.
Well, what a thing to say.
No, look, it does everybody good to get away from each other once in a while. Even husbands and wives. I mean, you ought to get away from me.
Oh, that's so. I don't want to get away from you.
Well, I mean, that's nice. But you'd appreciate me more, you know, when you got back. There's something to be said for separate vacations.
Yes, and you generally say it. But I notice when it comes right down to taking separate vacations, the one time we were going to do it, who backed down? Who said no, indeed, no wife of his was gadding off without him? Huh?
Me.
Yeah.
I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, there's the phone. Look, you better get back in and get it, honey. I've got to put the spades and things away here.
Oh, honestly, it probably stopped ringing before I get in. It always does, you know. Yes. I'm coming.
Oh, who's on the phone?
Oh, I don't know. Out of breath, I raced back in the house, and just as I got here, gave one last pling and stopped ringing.
Oh.
Oh, it makes me so mad at that. Yeah. Did you get the garden tools put away?
Yeah, oh, yes, yeah, sure.
Oh, there it is. Hello? Hi, Ann. Well, I was standing right by the phone. Did you call before? Oh, it was Ann.
Thought you said she and Jack had gone to Chicago.
Yes. Well, yeah, I thought you and Jack were leaving tonight for Chicago.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, really? Oh, isn't that typical of a man to put business before pleasure? Huh? Oh, no. No, I couldn't. Oh, Ann, I just couldn't. Well, a million reasons to begin with. No.
Where's your evening paper?
Well, Ann, I could not to begin with. What about my children? Well, I know, but I couldn't leave him alone all weekend with the children. I just couldn't. No, I really couldn't.
You're talking about me?
No, I really couldn't. Well, he'd go crazy trying to cope with two children for 2 days.
Who would go crazy? You're talking about me? Honey.
Oh, Ann, no, I really can't. Yeah, I know, but just... Yes, I'm talking about you now. Yes, Ann. Now, listen, I'm being practical to begin with. I'm not ready.
What does she want you to do?
No, I haven't any... I know,
but
I...
What does she want you to do?
Hold on, Ann. Jack can't go after all from business. He has to stay home. And Ann wants me to fly to Chicago tonight. In 3 hours for the weekend.
Well, honey, why don't you? Look, it would do you good, for Pete's sake. We were just staying a while ago. It did everybody good to get away once in a while. Now,
but I'm not ready. Look at my hair. I'm not packed. I don't even know what to take. And leave you with the children for 2 days?
So what? Is that so terrible? After all, I am their father.
Well, I didn't mean that, dear, but it's a lot of work. I mean, cooking and dishes. I mean, you're not used to it at all.
Give me the phone. Hello.
Now, wait a minute.
Hello, Ann. Oh. Ann, she will go.
No, I'm not going.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
I say so. It'll do her good.
Now, wait. Let's talk it over and see if
there is no time to talk it over. Now, go on. Get upstairs and start packing. I am telling you.
Oh, really?
And now, exactly what time does the plane leave?
Stockings, stockings, stockings. I'll need extra stockings. Here. Here, put those in. And tuck them in the shoes. And my brown shoes, too. Let's, you know, I guess I'll take my navy blue shoes.
Honey, why are you taking so much stuff? You look, you'll be gone 2 days.
Just put things in, will you? And please, I mean, if you're going to help me pack, as you said, just
right,
put them in.
All
I
right,
just,
now I'm warning you, you are never, never going to wear all these clothes. Just once, can't you go someplace without taking every single darn thing you own?
I'm not taking every single darn thing I own at all. I'm just taking the things I'm going to look at. My hair.
Don't your
my
hair
skin.
Looks
no,
fine. As far
doesn't
as I can figure out,
all.
The only things you aren't taking are your kitchen aprons.
I thought you were going to help me pack now instead of standing there criticizing.
Anne
just
is wear-
put things in. The suitcase,
right,
no?
Let me tell you something. Anne is wearing a suit and taking one dress.
Yeah.
One dress. She said it was her green silk print, you know, that you knew which one that was.
Yes, I
that
knew.
Is all she is taking now.
Well, that's what she said.
I'm
but
silly.
I know. Oh, I can't decide. I'm not sure I even want to go. You're so anxious to get rid of me, apparently, that I just feel I am.
No, now, don't be that way, honey. I just figure it'll do you good, that's all.
Well, I don't enjoy rushing off someplace at a moment's notice. I like to plan things and know what I'm doing. This business of frantically showering, getting dressed, and packing and rushing off. I'll get there and find I didn't put in the one thing I have to have, you know.
Well, I don't know what it could be. You got enough clothes here for a trip around the world and everything.
Like taking the wrong shoes or the wrong hat or no gloves. Gloves. Oh, where is my glove box?
Oh, now, will you calm down?
White gloves.
Stop rushing around.
Not my
you have got an hour and a half before you have to be at the airport. Now, why don't you just relax and enjoy the idea of getting away and doing these... Take it easy, honey.
Oh,
relax.
Well,
enjoy it. And
I guess some people enjoy this last-minute business, but I really don't. Anne does. You know, she said to me, she said, oh, come on, you only live once. It's more fun anyhow, she said, to do things on the spur of the moment. Well... I guess I'm more practical. I really
yeah,
am.
I know.
I like
know.
To plan. You know, know what
well,
I'm
you're
doing.
Certainly doing. All right, now.
Now let's see.
I said to her, where will you girls be staying? And she said, oh, I don't know. I hadn't thought. Anne says, you know, Jack and I never worry about things like that, so we hadn't made reservations.
She said what?
She hadn't made reservations.
You mean Anne and I are going to arrive in Chicago late at night and we won't know where we're going to stay?
Well, don't worry. I said, why don't you girls stay at the Castleton Arms Hotel? You know, where I always stay when I'm in Chicago? She said, all right, fine. She didn't care.
Oh,
you're all right with her.
Here, put in my cosmetic case. Well, I guess I'll need a robe of some kind. My thin summer one. I guess I'll take that. That's easy to fit. Castleton Arms? Is that nice?
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice. The one where I've got a few shares of stock, you know, that I own there. You know, where... You taking these shoes, too?
Yes, put them in, put them in. What do you mean? You have some shares of stock in a hotel in Chicago?
Now, darling, honestly, you knew that. You knew that perfectly well. Also have some in an office building there. Actually, it doesn't amount to much. Somebody talked me into them when I had my first job. You know, I'd saved a little money, and I guess I like the idea of owning some stock. Made me feel like a big financier.
Yeah. I guess you did tell me. Many people start talking about stocks and bonds. I'm lost. You know me and my arithmetic. Here, tuck another pair of stockings in that shoe, will you?
Darling, stocks and bonds are a little more than just arithmetic. Anyhow, that's why I always stay there at the Castleton Arms. Feel I have a little personal interest.
Yeah, well, I should think so.
Yeah, just to make sure those dividends keep rolling in, you know, and put a little money in our pocket.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, I knew you always stayed there, but it never occurred to me why you did.
Oh, well.
Which shows how dumb I am.
Yeah.
Here, put in this plastic raincoat. You never know. Yeah. Might rain.
Now, look, I'll either wire or phone Chicago and make reservations.
Oh, will you?
So,
oh,
yeah,
well, fine.
It. So don't worry about it.
Well, now, what if they're full up? What if we can't get in?
Can't get in, what, to a hotel that I practically own? Now, stop worrying. I regret to say, I'm sure there are plenty of rooms available. Anyhow, I've stayed there.
So they know you. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, well, they should.
Well, I should say so. You probably get very good service, don't you?
Well, as a matter of fact, the service
sure.
is good,
mm-hmm.
yeah, very good. Look, do you expect to get that suitcase closed for people? Would you look at it?
I am taking a lot, aren't I, for 2 days?
Honey, will really you do me a favor?
Them.
No, seriously. Now, just once. Go on a trip with one small suitcase.
But it means unpacking all this and packing another.
All right, we'll travel light for once. Now, look, you got your suit on. Now, get your hat, your purse, your shoes and gloves that go with it. Then, in your small overnight bag, just take your cosmetics, your nightie and slippers and that thin blue silk dress that doesn't wrinkle. And, look, one extra pair of shoes, just one, honey. Then, you know...
Steve, right here,
All right.
Go with my blue dress,
blue dress,
But I haven't time to redo all that. I've got to make out a list of things for you about the meals and the
All right. Go make your list. I will pack the overnight bag. I will do it.
Oh, you...
Will you trust me? Will you just trust me? I am fairly intelligent, confident, regardless of what
I
you
I haven't much choice. Are you sure I should go?
Make out your list. The children and I will get along just fine.
All right, I'll keep track of the time now so we can call a taxi. In the taxi B.
Will you quit looking out the window? Sit down and relax. Well, there's plenty of time.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you got money?
Yes, you just gave it to me.
Well, I just want to make sure you still have it.
Doesn't seem right to leave you and the children. Now, here's a list of things to cook for Bobby that he especially likes, dear. Don't
lose
it. All
right, now, will you stop worrying? We'll make out just fine. In fact, I think it's going to be kind of fun.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to disillusion you, but I think after 2 days of two children every minute, you'll be happy to see me come home.
Well, it'll be an experience. You know.
I'll say it will.
All right, now check your purse and make sure you got the money that I gave you.
Oh, yes, dear, I know that I... Oh, it isn't here. Let me get it here.
I just gave it to
you. I know, and I put it in my wallet, and my wallet isn't here.
Oh,
well,
look around, look
right
around.
Here.
Now, all right, now, listen. We were standing out here in the hall when I gave it to
you. Yes,
but
I'm sure I put it right in my purse. Here it is. It was in my purse here, way down at the bottom.
Boy,
I'm sorry.
I tell you, you women, honestly.
Sorry, dear. Well, I won't need a lot of money anyhow. Especially since it won't be costing us anything to stay at the hotel.
All right, there it is. There it is. There's the taxi. Coming up the drive. All right.
Where's my coat? My overnight bag?
Yeah, wait a minute. What did you say?
My coat, my bag. Where did you come?
Wait a minute. No, you said something else. What about the hotel?
Oh, I don't know. There's the taxi. Now, don't forget to wire or phone the hotel in Chicago and make our reservation.
Oh, yes. So that's what
you
said. All right. I will. Don't worry.
Listen.
All right, now take your coat. I got your overnight bag. Come on.
I got it. Wait a minute. I don't want you to kiss me goodbye in front of the taxi driver, dear.
Oh, well, good heavens, no. What would he think of us?
Goodbye, darling. When I come home Monday, I'll have presents.
Fine, but now, you don't need to spend all the money I gave you.
Well, I won't. That's what I said. But I certainly have to bring a present home to my influential financier husband who owns a hotel he lets us stay in.
Yeah.
What would you like for a present?
Oh,
huh?
I don't know. Just bring me home a surprise.
Huh? I will, dear. I will. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, darling.
My coat? Oh, I got it. My bag? Yes, my bag.
Come on.
My
have a good time.
I will, dear.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.